रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 18 वर्स नंबर 40 ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. यदु रिप्लाइड, माय डियर फादर, यू हैव ऑलरेडी अचीव्ड ओल्ड एज, ऑल्दो यू ऑल्सो वेर अ यंग मैन, बट आई डू नॉट वेलकम यूर ओल्ड एज एंड इनवैलिडिटी, फॉर अनलेस वन एंजॉयज मटीरियल हैप्पीनेस one cannot attend renunciation. Purport. Renunciation of material enjoyment is the ultimate goal of human life. Therefore, the Varnashram institution is the most scientific. It aims at giving one the facility to return home back to Godhead, which one cannot do without completely renouncing all the connections with the material world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Nishkinjanasya Bhagwat Bhajana Mukhasya. One who wants to go back to Godhead must be Nishkinjana, free from all affinity for material enjoyment. Brahmanya Upashamashrayam. Unless one is fully renounced, one cannot engage in devotional service or stay in Brahman. Devotional service is rendered on the Brahman platform. Therefore, unless one attains the Brahman platform or the spiritual platform, one cannot engage in devotional service. Or in other words, a person engaged in devotional service is already on the Brahman platform. Mamachayo bhicharena bhakti yogena sevati sagunan sagunan samatiyan brahma bhujaya kalpate. One who engages in the full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstances, at once transcends the mode of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. If one attains devotional service, therefore he is certainly liberated. Generally, unless one enjoys material happiness, one cannot attain renunciation. Varnashrama therefore gives us the opportunity for gradual elevation. Yadu, the son of Maharajayati, explained that he was unable to give up his youth, for he wanted to use it to attain the renounce order in the future. Maharaj Yadu was different from his brothers, as stated in the next verse. Maharaj Yadu's brother refused to accept their father's proposal because they were not completely aware of dharma. To accept orders that follow religious principles, especially the orders of one's father, is very important. Therefore, when the brothers of Maharaj Yadu refused their father's order, this was certainly irreligious. Maharaj Yadu's refusal, however, was religious. As stated in the 10th canto, Yadoscha Dharma Shilasya, Maharaj Yadu was completely aware of the principles of religion. The ultimate principle of religion is to engage oneself in devotional service to Lord. Maharaj Yadu was very eager to engage himself in the Lord's service, but there was an impediment. During youth, the material desire to enjoy the material senses is certainly present, and unless one fully satisfies this lusty desire in youth, there is a chance of being disturbed in rendering service to the Lord. We have actually seen that many sannyasis who accept sannyas prematurely, not having satisfied their material desires, fall down because they are disturbed. Therefore, the general process is to go through grahastha life and vanaprastha life and finally come to sannyas and devote oneself completely to the service of the Lord. Maharaj Yadu was ready to accept his father's order and exchange youth for old age. But because he was confident that the youth taken by his father would be returned, but because this exchange would delay the complete engagement in the devotional service, he did not accept his father's old age, for he was eager to achieve freedom from disturbances. Moreover, among the descendants of Yadu would be Lord Krishna. Therefore, because Yadu was eager to see Lord's appearance in his dynasty as soon as possible, Yadu refused to accept his father's proposal. This was not irreligious. However, because Yadu's purpose was to serve the Lord, because Yadu was faithful servant of the Lord, Lord Krishna appeared in his dynasty. As confirmed in the prayers of Kunti, Yadu was very dear to Krishna, who was therefore eager to descend in Yadu's dynasty. In conclusion, Maharaj Yadu should not be considered a dharmagya, ignorant of religious principles. As in the next verse designates his brothers, he was like the four Kumaras, four Sanakas, who refused the order of their father Brahma for the sake of a better cause. Because the four Kumaras wanted to engage themselves completely in their service, in the service of the Lord as Brahmacharis, their refusals to obey their father's order was not irreligious.
Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurunam Militam Yena Tasmaya Sri Guruve Namaha Mukam Kurti Vachalam Pungum Langayate Grim Yat Kripata Maham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Nityananda Maham Nomi Sarvananda Karamparam Harinama Pradam Devam Avaduta Shiromanim Anandalilamaya Vigrahaya Hemam Badivichavi Sundaraya Tasmaya Mahaprim Rasapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminita Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarane Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare.
So yesterday we ended up with a question: why was Yadu's rejection was accepted as religious, and when his brother rejected the order of his father, it was considered irreligious? So Srila Prabhupada has clearly answered in his purport. Renunciation of the material enjoyment is the ultimate goal of human's life. But it is not practically possible to immediately renounce everything. That's why this Varnashrama institution is most, Srila Prabhupada said, it is most scientific and gives one an opportunity to gradually progress to that standard. Unless one is fully renounced, one cannot engage completely in pure devotional service. Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says that Nishkinchanasya Bhagavat Bhajana Mukhasya. One who wants to go to the abode of the Lord must be Nishkinchana, freed from the affinity of material enjoyment. Actually, Maharaj Yadu's situation was completely different. He was different from his brothers. In the 10th canto also, it has been said that Yadoscha Dharma Shilasya, that Maharaj Yadu, he completely knew the religious principles. So there was no question of him to not understand what his father wanted. But he was having a higher purpose. The higher purpose was he wanted to attain the Lord in that very birth. He didn't want to take any kind of risk. Just like Jad Bharat, when he was born as Jad Bharat, he was very careful in dealing with the material world and the people. He decided that he should remain as a dumb person. And why was he like that? Because he remembered his past life, how he was the great king Bharata, and he went to the forest for attaining the Supreme Lord, but he was attached to a deer. Then he became a deer, so he remembered that also. So now he was very, very careful in his dealings as Jad Bharat. He's saying that no more deer. Nobody is dear to me except the Supreme Lord. So he was very, very fixed. He was very fixed in the lotus feet of the Lord. So here, Yadu Maharaj was like that. He wanted to make sure that he is not losing this opportunity to go to the abode of the Lord. Even we should also make an humble attempt to cross this material ocean in this very birth. All that is very difficult, but we have an opportunity right in front of us. How? We have a platform here provided by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. What is the platform? The platform is He has given us these temples. He has given us Srimad Bhagavatam. And we have lots of devotees around us. We have the holy name. We have Srimad Bhagavatam, we have so many things are there with the help of which, with the help of the devotees, we can possibly, by their mercy, attend the supreme destination. So, general process. Like Yadu Maharaj was very little special that he wanted to opt away without entering into Grahastha Ashram. But general process is that one goes through a Grahastha Ashram, then Vanaprastha and Sannyas. The reason is that Yadu Maharaj. Yadu Maharaj wanted to enter the Grahastha life. Because I'm reading two subject matters, one of Sudama, and in the evening and the morning I'm reading Yati Maharaj. So things become very confusing sometimes. So Yadu Maharaj wanted to make sure that when he enters into Vanaprastha life, he doesn't have a tinge of desire for material enjoyment. Because if he gives his father his youth, and his father gives him back after some certain years, and then that will be his time to renounce the material, that will be his time for renouncing or taking Vanaprastha. And if he renounces without enjoying sense gratification, if he renounces that, and then when he goes to the forest and he wants to enjoy the material life, or he wants to enjoy a woman, it will be very difficult. Because at that time, the age could have been passed, and then he could have been disturbed by that. So that's why Yadu Maharaj wanted to make sure that, because I am young, I have my senses and I want to gratify them, and then gradually detach myself. Like, we understand that there is no pleasure in sex life. Some people can hear from the sadhus and understand it, so they can accept the path of brahmachari life. But for some who are not able to convince themselves or come to the conclusion, they must enter grahastha life and go through the tedious process of grahastha life, and then get convinced that there is actually no pleasure in grahastha, in sex life. But it is not everyone cannot come to that conclusion immediately. Some might be intelligent enough to hear from the sadhus, hear Bhagavatam and understand that. But for some, it becomes important for them to enter into grahastha ashram and then realize it, and then come out of it and then attend the Supreme Lord. So here, Yadu Maharaj wanted to be like that. So yeah, Jayati, then gradually he understood the mood of Yadu Maharaj, and then he requested his sons Turvasu, Druyu and Anu to exchange their youth of his old age. But here they were not aware of religious principles that a father's orders or the orders of the spiritual master should never be rejected. So because they are not aware of the religious principles, they rejected it. For they considered that this youth is eternal. And if something becomes an impediment to their sense gratification, they didn't want that. And even though it was their father or a spiritual master, they did not want to accept these orders. Then finally, now remember that Yadu and Turvasu were the sons of Devayani. And then he gradually went to the sons of Sharmishta. He went to Druyu, then he went to Anu. Even they rejected, and now there was only one hope left, was Sharmishta's last son, Puru. So he goes to Puru Maharaj and he says that, "My dear son, please don't be disobedient like your other elder brothers. You should follow the father's instructions." And Puru Maharaj, he folded his hand, fell down at his feet, and he said, "Konu loke manushendra pituratma kruta puman prati kartum kshamo yasya prasadat vidante param." "Oh, your majesty, O King Yayati, O Maharaj Yayati, O my dear father, who in this world can repay his debt to his father? Who can repay? By the mercy of one's father, one gets this human form of life. Actually, if we see, the contribution of our parents in our life is huge. They have helped us to get a proper education, by which education we can read Srimad Bhagavatam, by which that education we can understand what the devotees are speaking. Our parents, they have helped us in so many ways, like changing our diaper so many times, and then we might not be sleeping throughout the night, and they might be waking up for us throughout the night, and helping us grow gradually. But we forget all these things. Like the sons of Yayati, we forget all these things. And we don't consider father or mother as an important person in our life. But we should understand that this body has been given to us by them. This body has been engaged in the service of Krishna. Who has given this body to us? Our father and mother. The father gives a seed of the body, and this seed gradually grows and develops until one ultimately attains the developed human form of life. And this human form of, although in every species we get father and mother, but this human form of life is very special. Because by using this human form of life, one can attain the supreme destination. And who has given this? Our father and mother. So it is very important that we take care of them, serve them with the best of our capacities. And we know from the examples of Dhruva Maharaj that by the blessings of Dhruva Maharaj's mother, Dhruva Maharaj was able to attend the shelter of Narad Muni and then gradually the Supreme Lord Narayana. So certainly in our Krishna conscious life also, we need blessings of our parents. We cannot neglect them. Otherwise, we will commit an offense to their lotus feet. It is very important for our Krishna conscious life that we have their blessings. Then, Puru Maharaj says, Uttamascha chintitam kuryat prokta karitu madhyama adhamo ashraddaya kuryat karatos charitam pitu. Puru Maharaj is presenting four categories of disciples or four categories of son. He is saying a son who acts by anticipating what his father wants to do is a first class disciple. A guru wants something and a disciple can't by his service, if he can find out before the guru tells the disciple what he wants, he can read his mind and serve him accordingly, then that is the first class disciple. It is the first class son. One who acts upon receiving the father's order is the second class. When the spiritual master or father instructs to do something, and then he does, this is the second category, second class. And one who executes his father's order irrelevantly, that the order is given to him, but he is taking it as a burden, but he is doing it, but not in a proper mood. So such disciples or such sons are called as third class. But a son who refuses the order, a disciple refuses to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, is called as is none other like father's stool. Puru Maharaj is saying, my dear father, I am very, very sorry that I should have accepted your instructions before you could have come to me. But now, okay, I cannot be in the first category, but at least I want to place myself in a second category. So, otherwise, if I don't follow your instructions, I will be considered as a stool. One Indian poet, Srila Prabhupada is right, he quotes that. One Indian poet, yes, he said that putra and mutra. Putra means son and mutra means urine. Both son and urine comes from the same genitals. If a son is a devotee, or if he takes proper care of his parents and follows the instructions of his parents, he is called putra. But if it doesn't, then he is called as Mutra. The son named Puru was very pleased to accept the old age of the father. And then gradually King Ayati, with his unimpaired senses, he again started to enjoy the material world. He exchanged his youth with Puru. And in a secluded place, Devayani again started serving her dear husband with her body, minds and actions, everything. By her all her means, she was serving her dear husband. But Yayati only didn't have this only one side, that he was only engaged in sense material activities. He had a other side also. And now Shukdev Goswami is talking about it. Shukdev Goswami is saying that although he was so materially attached to his wife, but still he was performing various sacrifices. He used to worship Brahmanas and used to hear Krishna Katha, Hari Katha from them. This is what Shukdev Goswami is saying. Whenever these kings used to organize big sacrifices, we see so many Rajasuya Yagya and Ashwamega Yagya and so many other Yagyas are there. So the main purpose of this Yagya was Harikatha. If we see during the time of Lord Ramachandra, when he used to perform this so many big sacrifices, in the morning time there was Yagya, sacrifice, and in the evening time there used to be Krishna Katha, Harikatha, discussions from the Puranas. So the whole time used to be spent in, more time used to, was spent in hearing about the Supreme Lord. So this was the main goal of this, reason for conducting this sacrifice was that the sadhus would come, the brahmanas would come, and there will be opportunity to hear from them.
Yasmin idam virachittam yomneva jaladavali naneva bhati na bhati swapna maya manoratha.
So Yayati Maharaj was engaged in serving Vasudev, who has created this cosmic manifestation, and after the creation is annihilated, everything enters into him. And as we know from the Bhagavad Gita 7.19 that Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanvan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samatma Sudurlabha. You have to understand one who knows that Vasudeva is Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are not ordinary. So here Shukdev Goswami is saying that Yayati Maharaj was serving Lord Vasudev. How? By performing various sacrifices, giving gifts to the Brahmanas and hearing Harikatha from the lotus lord of such Brahmanas. So Yayati Maharaj was actually without material desires. He was attached to his wife and he was enjoying her. That was different. That is a different thing. But he was without material desire, he was worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes we have bad habits, but we still have a desire in our heart to become pure. We might be engaged in so many activities like working outside. If somebody has to work outside in some companies, we are doing this for the sake of earning money or something like that to maintain our family. But within our heart, there is always a desire that we should always remain in the association of devotees. We always pray in our heart that when will that day come? I remember myself when I was working in a corporate office, and I used to always pray that when will that day come? When will I be always absorbed in the association of devotees and hearing katha from them. So King Yayati, although externally seeming very fond of material enjoyment, but internally he was always thinking of becoming a pure unalloyed devotee of the Lord. This is a very important point we have to see, that even though from externally we might be engaged in some activities which are not directly the activities of Krishna consciousness, but within our hearts we should always pray to Krishna that please keep me always in the association of pure devotees, please keep me engaged in your service. So Yayati Maharaj, after hearing from the Brahmanas, he once heard about the activities and pastimes of Amrish Maharaj. From the Brahmanas he heard. And after hearing about Amrish Maharaj, his heart changed. This is in the commentaries of the Acharyas. Generally we see that we speak from Srila Prabhupada's purport, but there are some points when we take it from different Acharyas. So one of our Acharyas, he say that Yayati Maharaj, his life changed completely when he heard the activities of Amrish Maharaj. Because Amrish Maharaj is also the emperor of the whole world, like him. But Amrish Maharaj was completely engaged in the service of the Lord. He was using all his opulences in the service of the Lord. elsewhere it is said that one, in Sudama Charitra, yesterday we were discussing this, those who were there in the class, they will also, how should, Shukdev Goswami asked Parikshit Maharaj, how should one engaged in the service of the Lord? Then Maharaj Parikshit said that, Savagaya tasya grunata gunite. Maharaj Parikshit is saying this, not Shukdev Goswami. Maharaj Parikshit is saying this to Shukdev Goswami. he is expressing his eagerness to hear more Harikatha. That time he is saying, Savagaya tasya grunata gunite, karau cha tatkarmo karau manascha, smared vasantam stirajangameshu shunoti tatpunya kathasakarana. He is saying that actual speech is that which describes the qualities of the Lord. Our duty as a preachers, we have to see that we are preachers. We discussed this yesterday. What is our duty as preachers? How should we preach? The best, my Guru Maharaj says, and my best way of preaching is that simply glorify the pastimes and activities, forms of the Lord in front of the people. Simply glorify the Supreme Lord. Just like Srila Prabhupada did. When Srila Prabhupada went to the West, when he came here, what did he do? He simply glorified Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita. He spoke from these literatures. And people got convinced and they became devotees. So, actual speech is that which describes the qualities of the Lord. Real hands are those that work for Him. A true mind is that which always remembers Him. And actual ears are those that listen to the sanctifying topics of the Lord. Now, what are the sanctifying topics? We should know. Sanctifying topics means the topics which are directly related to the glories of the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord are considered by saintly persons to be like a place of pilgrimage for the crows. So, when we are presenting our Krishna conscious philosophy, it is very important that we present from the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or our various literatures. We should take their help, because only those words, only that kind of preaching will attract conditioned soul and make them devotees. We should not compromise on this principle. Srila Prabhupada showed us this how to do it. He practically preached in, he showed us, he went to the West and he preached in this way. He simply glorified the Vedic literature. Yayati Maharaj, understanding all these facts, he completely detached himself from within. Yayati Maharaj, that he heard the Amrish Maharaj's pastime and said that, now I have to forcefully stop myself from indulging into sexual activities and at getting involved in this grahastha ashram. Now I have to quit myself. But he was very attached to his dear wife and he also wanted to benefit her. When we have a good dear friend, then not only if he get Mahaprasad, then we like to share with him. So similarly, when Yayati Maharaj developed this kind of renunciation in his heart, that he wanted to give up family life, then he called Devayani.
And he said, Devayani, I have to tell you a story. And he said, Oksha? Yes, this is a story of a goat. A goat? Yes, a story of a goat. Shrunu Bhargavyam, Shrunu Bhargavi Amum Gatham. Madvidha Charitam Bhuvi, Dhira Yasyanu Sochanti Vane Grama Nivasina. I want to tell you a story of a goat who was exactly like me. And by hearing this, you will come to know my situation. When the people who take Vanaprastha ashram from Grahastha ashram, when they enter to Vanaprastha ashram, and they get a certain kind of happiness, transcendental happiness by performing devotional service. So when they remember their past, of how they were engaged in lusty desires, they curse themselves. They said that, how I wasted my time. I should have been engaged myself completely in the service of the Lord, but how I wasted my life. Prahlad Maharaj says that, as soon as possible, one should try to come out of this Grahastha ashram. And one should take Vanaprastha. Because he says, Hitvatma patam graham andakupam. If one is planning to continuously stay in the Grahastha ashram itself and be comfortable, then forget about spiritual world. Get ready to come back here again. In the assembly of devotees only, but we will have to come back. This is what Prahlad Maharaj is trying to say. Prahlad Maharaj is trying to say that one should try to take Vanaprastha and try to get detached himself from the comfort, come out of the comfort zone. And then try to practice a retired life of Vanaprastha. And then gradually, when you are fixed up, then you can take sannyas. So, Yayati Maharaj is saying to his dear wife, you know this he goat, there were he goat and there was a she goat. This is story of he goat and a she goat. Basta eko vane kaschit vichinvan priyamat manaha dadarsha kupe patitam swakarma vasha gama jama. He is saying that once this he goat was wandering in the forest and he by chance he approached a well. And there he saw a she-goat. So here Yayati Maharaj is comparing himself to he-goat and Jajati a she-goat. But he is not telling it directly. He wanted to give her an analogy and make her understand her real situation. Yayati Maharaj is saying that as soon as that he-goat saw she-goat, he planned to take her out. And that planning to take her out was not easy. Because she was deep inside of the well. So this he goat, with his horns, he had to dig a road for her. So this he goat digged a road, which was a tedious task. And then she came out. The she goat, he came out. Now our Acharya, they are saying that when a man get attracted to a woman, at that time, this he goat perform this tedious task starts. The tedious task, what it starts? Tedious task of making that girl comfortable, making their so-called marriage life comfortable by building house, having properties, having bank balance, and so many other things, having children, and so many other things. So here Yayati Maharaj is comparing that digging to economic development, housing and many other things which makes Grahastha life, Grahastha ashram comfortable. Now Yayati Maharaj is saying that when that she goat came out and when he saw this beautiful he goat, handsome, with beard and mustache, that she goat became very attracted to this he goat. And she proposed to the he goat, will you marry me?
And the he-goat was very expert in the art of sense gratification. So he couldn't say no. Yati Maharaj is putting his situation. He's saying that he was very expert. And when the she-goat got married to the he-goat, so many other she-goats also fell in love with him. And they also got married to this he-goat. So now the he-goat completely forgot the actual reason for his human life. What the purpose of his human life. He completely forgot. And he became completely absorbed with this she-goat. In short, he was saying that I became completely absorbed with you and Sharmishtha and so many other things. Although one becomes a grahastha householder to enjoy sex life with his heart content, but one is never satisfied by this endeavor. Shukadeva Goswami says that just as a person haunted by ghost exhibits madness, similarly, when a person becomes maddened or attracted by this so-called material activities, then he becomes like that mad person who is attacked by a ghost. He doesn't know what he is doing. He is so absorbed in sense gratification that he completely forgets the purpose of one's life. Srila Prabhupada writes that how to come out of this? How was Yayati Maharaj able to come out of this? He heard about Amrish Maharaj from the lotus mouth of Brahmanas. So for the grahasthas also, Narad Muni has given a solution. Graheshva vastito rajan kriya kurvanya stochita vasudevarpanam sakshat upasita mahamuni. This is for everyone. Vasudevarpanam sakshat upasita. Upasita means coming and sitting in the association of devotees. That is upasita mahamuni. So when we come in the association of devotees, what happens? Krishna katha. And when we hear about Krishna katha or about the devotees who have attained Krishna, when we hear from them in the association of sadhus, then we will also develop detachment. We'll also become like them. So here Yayati Maharaj heard from Amrish Maharaj, and then he also developed a desire to engage all his senses in the service of the Lord. So hearing is very important. Generally, the devotees, they avoid hearing. But by hearing, one can easily understand Krishna. Very easy to understand Krishna simply by hearing. Other processes are there, but hearing is the best. Rukmini, she never saw Krishna until Krishna came and kidnapped her. So what was the source of getting attracted to Krishna? The sadhus coming in her house. So many sadhus, brahmanas used to come to her father's house and they used to glorify the Lord and his pastimes that Krishna did today. He lived Govardhan Hill, he chastised Kaliya, he did that. Today Brahma came and surrendered to Krishna, Indra was chastised. So all these things, the brahmanas used to come and glorify in the assembly of Rukmini's father. And Rukmini used to hear them. And she got convinced that if I have to marry someone, it has to be that person, Sri Krishna. So she wrote a letter. Please, I'm in love with you. Please come and kidnap me. So she sent a brahmana. So that Krishna told the brahmana that actually I am also in love with Rukmini. So don't worry. We'll pick her up. So similarly, if we also engage ourselves in hearing about the Lord's activities, forms, pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the devotees, then Krishna will steal our heart. Because he is Hari. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krute Kimva Pareshwara Sadhyo Rudevardyatra Krutibi Susrud Bhistakshanath. when simply one when develops a desire to hear about the Supreme Lord, is only develops a desire to hear of the Supreme Lord, by the culture of this knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established in his heart. He comes and resides in his heart. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam Vedavyas is saying. Therefore, now he is remembering Yayati Maharaj, he is telling, now this he goat was once engaged with another she goat, and this she goat which he brought up from the well, she saw that my husband is having affairs with someone else. She got very upset, and that she goat went back to her former maintainer. Now Yayati Maharaj is saying that he goat tried his best to stop that she got from going to the former maintainer, but it was not possible. And finally, the he goat and the she goat went to the former maintainer, and there was an old former maintainer. He was also a goat. Yayati Maharaj is calling Shukracharya also a goat. And there was another goat there who was also very attached to another she goat. But now he was trying to disturb this married life. He cursed. Srila Prabhupada writes that another he goat, he cut dangling testicles of this he goat. And Shukracharya yet is saying that this is what he did. So his activities are also like he goat and she goat. Even though he is a brahmana, he is the guru of so many demons, but still he is also another he goat. Because why he has to get involved in an affair of householder's life? Srila Prabhupada writes that Shukracharya first cursed Yayati to become old, and when he understood his mistake, he restored his youth again. But he used his mystic powers in sense gratification. He mystic powers has to be utilized for self-realization. And this was the mistake of Shukracharya. And then finally Yayati Maharaj is saying to Devyani, my dear wife, when the he goat had his testicles restored, he enjoyed the she goat again for a long, 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 long time. For many, many years, but still now that he goat is not satisfied. That she goat is serving him by all the means. There is no complaints, but still this he goat is not getting satisfied. Oh my dear wife, your eyebrows are so beautiful. You are very beautiful, you are serving me with the best of the capacity, but I want to tell you that I am captivated by your beauty completely. My purpose was to attain the Lord, but since you have come in my life, I have completely forgot everything, but I am only yours and you are only mine. I am only fixed up in your lotus feet. So, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that if one remains a victim of the so-called beauty of his life, of his wife, his family life, then it is like a dark well. And when one is engrossed like that for so many years, then there is no question of coming out of attaining the Supreme Lord, Supreme Destination. That's why for those who want to attain the Supreme Destination, it is very important either they should make their grahastha life completely Krishna conscious by remaining detached from the husband and wife, both should practice detachment and practice complete engagement in the service of the Lord, or if it is not possible, then they should stay separate and practice Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.